guys, there's no way he's going on American soil. Can we be for real? Like, there's no way this man is going to step foot on American soil. If this man steps foot on American soil and is not arrested within an hour, then we are dealing with a level of corruption that goes beyond what we ever thought it could be.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, November 26, 2022. I'm Luigi with the American branch of PNN. What's the show going to be today? First, a little housekeeping with Pim Tool. Then, 4chan Virgin invades Seattle Airport. Then, this is the plan. Then, shoplifting. And for the finale, a Redditor has more balls than all you pussy faggots combined. That's the show. You'll be more pleased with the last thread than it appears. You like it more than you think. Let's get into it, shall we? First, I forgot to talk about the best fucking part of the whole Adam, Tim Pool, Lydia thing, guys. The best part. I missed it. I forgot to talk about it. When Adam was first very mad that night when he went off on Lydia, okay? When he went off on Lydia, Tim was talking to him like he wasn't a person or something. So Adam went off on him pretty hard. Went off on Tim pretty hard. And Tim took it as some sort of ultimatum that if he didn't fire Lydia, he had to pick between Adam or Lydia. Which one? And I gotta fire him. And that's the choice or something. I don't know. That's what Tim misinterpreted what Adam had said or whatever. Anyways, he called Joe fucking Rogan. He called Joe Rogan. His mentor. He called him. He's like, Joe, buddy. Big man, what's up? Yeah, Adam gave me an ultimatum. What do I do? I fire him? Thanks, Joe. We'll do. Bye. So Joe tells Tim, fire Adam. You can't allow someone to put your show in jeopardy, Tim. Fire him. So Tim fired Adam because Joe Rogan told him to. You can't make this shit up. You can't make this fucking shit up. Wow. Sorry, Adam. Joe Rogan told me to. Some guy in this thread made a comment about Tim fence-sitting his friendship with Adam. I thought it was so perfect. He fence-sits in all things, even friendship. Even friendship, he fence-sits. Am I friends with Adam? Am I not? I'll just sit right in the middle. Maybe I'm both. I'm Tim. I'm a master at fence-sitting. I'm the percher of the fences. Fucking Tim. God. God. What a thing to be known for. What am I known for? Racism? Am I known for saying nigger? Fuck. It's not even a big deal. Wow, I say a word. Nigger. Fuck. That's my identity, I guess. Next thread. 4chan Virgin invades Seattle Airport. Okay, let's... goes as expected. Oh, man. You can't show your power level like this, bro. You just can't. You have to do it very incrementally and slowly. And the normies are going to freak out. Let's watch this cringe. I don't know, I can't make out his incoherent rambling at the start, but then I heard Hail Hitler, which is good, I guess. He's thrown up that Roman.
Sing Hail! Race War!
Sing Hail! Race War! He's very energetic. Some waitress or something, whoever the fuck, some attendant's like, you need to stop. So he's like, Hail Hitler, I can say whatever I want, race war or something, you fucking Jewish, Jewess. This guy's just tired of Jews, he's so tired, he's had it. He's one too many shekels thrown in his face, one too many. Oh my god, this chick's a Jew right here. I could tell by the 2 seconds of her nose I saw. She's like, how could this guy be saying this?
Nothing you need to say. I didn't say anything wrong. You're a Jew,
Look at this Jew right here. Look at, she looks so offended. She's like, how could he be saying this? Look at her fucking snaz. Where's security? Where's security? Where's security? How can this man be saying these things? Fuck off, woman. Weird. Okay. Let's see part two.
You violated that because I'm a Nazi. And you're just doing this because I'm a Nazi. Yeah, you are. You just don't like my religion because I'm Christian. And you're a racist Jewish person. And there's lots of people discriminating against Hitler and good groups of Christians who are like him.
Why is he being arrested? If it was some nigger breaking everything, he would not be arrested. But this man simply saying, there's Jews and they're a problem. Fucking race war. Arrested. What the fuck, man? You're a little, you're too mad, bro. At this point, look, man, you're being arrested, okay? At this point, you keep your mouth shut because anything you say can and will be used against you, okay? So shut your fucking mouth and say, yes, sir, no, sir. And when they ask you for a report, do not make one. That's what you do, bro. You've lost at this point. So just, you know, take it on the chin and live to fight another day.
Scottish Bill for Americans to be probably wiped out. I think we should wipe out this whole dumb country and wipe out all three.
Okay, dude. I agree with you, but then saying we should wipe out this whole damn country to the people arresting you for civil disobedience, that's not helping you, buddy. It's not helping you. Breathe, Goosefraba. Goosefraba. Goosefraba, bro. I know the fuck, man. I know the rage demon inside, man. I am this man. If I had no marijuana, I would be this man. I suffer from an inner demon, guys. A literal demon inside of me called rage. It's my only weakness is my anger. I'm very angry at life and everything. It burns within me. It's a fiery passion, and marijuana keeps it at bay. I can stop smoking whenever I want. I love that meme. I don't know. Poor guy. Sucks that he got arrested. He'll spend a night in a very uncomfortable jail. He'll eat some very nasty, bland food. And he'll have a trial with a hopefully lenient judge in the morning. It's all we can hope for. None of that should be legal, really. I mean, locking a person up for a night, it's fucked up, really. I mean, losing your freedom for any amount of time is fucked up. I hate losing my freedom. You don't realize it till you don't have it. Until you're a little mouse trapped in a cage, eating food with no salt. Imagine not having Salt Shakers videos or salt for your food. You'd be miserable. This Britbong says, give the man a break. He was probably back from a vacation in Germany, which is even more despotic than here. He probably had to hide his power level for weeks. Yeah, because he would actually go to jail forever there. Unlike here. Also, fuck Janice for having replying to off-topic threads as a ban reason. 99% of threads here are off-topic. Yeah. Speaking of which, I'll start making PNN threads again, I think. Why not? I'll put the show out and I'll make a PNN thread, maybe. I don't, maybe I'll be too lazy. I'll just throw it up and shit my show on it and then go to sleep or something. Fuck it. That'll be the start. It'll be a thread with 5 replies. And then the next night I'll do it again and maybe we'll get 20 replies. And slowly the Pornu Central threads will come back or something, maybe. It's been long enough, hasn't it? I've waited. I haven't fucked around with the poll news threads in a long time. Maybe the trannies are off guard with all this Twitter nonsense. They won't notice poll news threads. They won't notice them. Okay, here we go. This is the plan. Trump losing is preferable to another cucked presidency. And the picture is Nicholas J. Fuentes, When I say that Trump versus DeSantis is the wrong dialectic, I mean they're both inferior to the campaign that Trump ran in 2016. DeSantis is a moderate, and he would moderate Trump. Lose, lose. We need Trump and a new candidate who will outflank him on his right. What? A new candidate? What, like ye? Wow. Wow, you're totally flipping the narrative, Nick. Fuck. You run Kanye alongside Trump. You're a fucking genius, Nick. Holy fuck. Wow, I wish I could be smart as you are. I was thinking run him on the Democratic Party like a fucking smart individual. You would get the nigger vote. If they denied you, you could say they're racist. I mean, what the... They can't stop you from doing the Democratic Party. It's not possible. Why the fuck are you going to run against Trump? Why the fuck are you running against Trump? And that is what it sounds like their plan is. That's their big grand plan. We're running against Trump farther right. What? What? Why not make the Democrat right wing? Then we're right wing all around. Make the Democrats so right that they're left again. I don't fucking know. Fuck, man. You could rebrand the Democratic Party. This is so dumb. This is, guys, Nick has admitted multiple times the DOJ took all of his money. All of his money was taken by the DOJ. They took all of it, all of his money, and then he got it back. Wow. How did Nick Fuentes get all his money back? I don't remember him talking about some grand lawsuit he did versus the government. It's almost like he signed whatever they wanted him to sign, and then, as a gesture of good faith, they gave him his fucking money back. Fuck, it's almost like he agreed to be their little puppet bitch. It's almost like he agreed to be the FBI's little puppet bitch, and they gave him his money back. Wow. And then he's gonna bring this guy into his fucking inner circle? And this guy is going to be the guy that's telling him to run against Trump? None of this sounds fucking fishy to you guys. None of this sounds fishy. Why run Republican? This makes sense. It makes sense if you're trying to destroy what's left of America. Are you trying to destroy what's left of America? Just have a shit show of a fucking primaries? God damn it. This America says, if Nick is being paid to counter-signal Trump and he is so easily bought for, what, $500K, why would he go out of his way to name the Jews in the first place? He could be a neocon working at the Daily Wire. No, dude. Shilling for ton. It's not about... It's about he had money and then the FBI took the money away from him and said, you either work for us or you're... Not only are you not getting this money back, but you're being under investigation by the FBI for the rest of your fucking life. So good luck with that. You know, so he's like, okay, I'll take my money back, please. And I'll sign I'll be your bitch. That's what he did. And now they're using him for Kanye. I know they're using him for this Kanye thing somehow. Nick's like, I'm finally getting involved, guys. We're finally pushing it forward. I'm leaving to go work with Ye and push our movement forward. Why the fuck aren't you pushing America First? Okay, so all that America First stuff, all those people begging you to do all that America First stuff and you won't do it. But now Yee's here and you're all gung-ho to help somebody else out? Okay. This is grifter and shenanigans all over. Where's F-Bot to counter me? F-Bot. Give me some fucking hopium here, bro. You're gone, though. You're I don't know. You're gone forever, I guess. Bye, F-Bot. Bye, F-Bot. I guess I can just bitch at Nick rent-free. I do like Nick, though. I like some stuff Nick says, but everything he's doing here signals to me that this is corrupt blackmail bullshit. This is FBI shenanigans, is what everything I see, like every bone in my body is screaming FBI. Every bone in my body is screaming glow, run that glowy over, run that glowy over is what my body's screaming. Bless you, Terry Davis, bless you. Fucking goddamn genius, Terry. You will be missed, Terry Davis. God took you too soon. This leaf says, moderate Republican hucks will vote DeSantis. Hard right people will vote Kanye. Who does that leave Trump's camp, Zionists? This is what's gonna happen. They're gonna use the fucking algorithm to cheat again, okay? And they're gonna use Kanye to make it look semi-legit. So, Kanye, Trump, and DeSantis are all gonna fucking run. It's gonna be a goddamn fucking shit show. They're all going to be almost completely breakneck even, but DeSantis is going to win by the smallest fucking margin, by like 0.5% he'll win by, just like all the Democrats, and we'll be forever stuck in this goddamn global homo apocalypse until everything blows up. That's literally what's going to happen. That's literally what that's what they're planning right now. I don't see any other reason for this, except for them to use the algorithm. They got to use the algorithm. This America says if Trump wants it bad enough, he'll make a deal with the people who rig elections. He does. He sucks Jewish cock daily to get into that position, bro. That's why everyone hates him so much, because he sucks so much Jewish dick. But he sucks just enough. He suckles just enough to get in. Then he gives them a little, but he doesn't give them very much. Wow, I moved the capital to Jerusalem. Woo! Fucking who gives a shit? Okay, second to last thread. Penultimate. What is Paul's opinion on shoplifting? This thread is about realtor capital grabs and nothing else. People who steal from ordinary people are not welcome. Well, on one hand, nigger mentality. On another hand, corporate fucking billionaires that don't give a fuck if niggers steal, so why should I give a fuck if you do? You know, really, really. And in California, is there really even a reason not to at this point? They've basically legalized it. They've legalized it. It's California's problem. No, I'm not saying to do it. I'm saying that California is saying to do it. Crazy. This German says, based, I'm also a pickpocket. You know, people that can pickpockets very good are kind of incredible to watch. They'll like kind of bump into you, tap you on the shoulder, and nope, your wallet's gone. This America says, it's theft. That's socially and morally unacceptable in a healthy society. I agree. And also, I mean, it's just very niggery. It's also not very white. It's just very minority race. That's what it is. You know, those without empathy. You know, it's very easy for those without empathy. This America says, using a backpack is asking for jail time. I honestly know people that would walk out, letting alarms go off, who ended up with less time in jail. Super obvious. I'm not going to tell you one way or another what to do, but when I worked at a retail store, people would literally just load up carts and then walk out of the store. And if someone caught them, they'd be like, so I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. Here you go. Let me go get my purse. Let me go get my purse. Oh, they're gone. Just like that. Just like that. It's not even hard. These fucking niggers and minorities have it down to a fucking science, guys. They have it down to a science. They tell everyone else how to do it. I mean, stealing stuff is like nigger mentality. Bringing in gift cards en masse is chink mentality. You know, bringing in the thousands of gift. Here, I would like 100 $100 gift cards, please. I am totally not a scammer. Thank you. Because people always come into these stores and buy $100 gift cards. Well, that's perfectly normal. That's perfectly fucking normal. I'm gonna go give them to people and stuff. My normie friend Griff steals. He walks in. He's an alcoholic. That dude steals alcohol. Duh. That's what alcoholics do. Walks in. Dude, he walks in, grabs a pack of beer, walks out. Oh, I accidentally dropped it. Fuck. Oh, no. Oh, here's the store clerk employee. Oh, thank you for helping me. Oh, thank you. I'm not stealing. Bye. This employee literally helped him pick up his stolen alcohol and escorted him to the car with his stolen alcohol. They don't care. Who cared? These people don't get paid enough, guys. They don't get paid enough. Okay. The only time people get caught is when they're super fucking suspicious about it. Like, I'm gonna shove some shit in my pants and I'm gonna, you know, fucking God. This Japanon says, theft is paid for in higher prices by other customers. When you steal from the store, you're stealing from other people in the store. Oh, so then all the niggers stealing in California are causing me to pay more here? That's what you're saying? So the niggers are making me pay more? Fuck that. This Denmarkanon says people who shoplift are worse than niggers. It's very annoying, but when you're shoplifting from Walmart, I mean, who's losing, really? I mean, who's losing? Who's losing? Like, who are you hurting? A billionaire family? I mean, who's being hurt, really? Tell me, explain to me how stealing from Walmart hurts people. Please. This show is a work of fiction and comedy. Nothing I say has any value or substance or weight in real life. Take everything I say with a grain of salt or something. I disavow everything I'm talking about. This is all humor. In Minecraft. We're talking about stuff in Minecraft, you fools. If Hassan could say he can punch people in Minecraft, I can talk about Walmart being evil. This America says, from big corporations equal cool. From mom and pop stores equal you are worse than a nigger. Accurate. This Britbong says, green text from big corporations equal cool. Then he says, not really. The senior suits in the corporation won't feel it. It's the local level wages who start getting shit if they can't keep the stock from getting stolen. Okay, first off, the suits do feel it, and their bonuses probably have a bit to do with it as well. So they definitely feel it. They definitely feel the shrink, okay? They definitely feel it. Target's feeling it right now. You think Target isn't feeling it right now? They are. And second, you say it's the low-level wages who'll start getting shit? No, they won't. The LP division inside of the store will get shit, at which point they will give employees shit or actually do their fucking jobs. But what they'll really do is just start to try to lock stuff up. They'll lock stuff up behind sliding glass doors and stuff because that's what they think keeps people from stealing stuff. Like locks and doors and little tracker devices on them that people don't give a fuck about and just rip them off. This American says, Amazon employee here. I don't really give a fuck as long as you're white. Amazon employee, like what, steal it off of people's porches? That's lower than niggery. I mean, you're not even hurting Amazon really at that point. You're literally hurting people that are ordering packages because now they can't get packages delivered to their fucking house. They get put on a fucking list on Amazon. You're hurting literal people at that point, not just the company. Not that I think you should hurt the company. It would be bad to steal from them. Don't do that. Just stealing is so niggery. such a nigger act. I disapprove of it merely for that fact. But also, fuck Walmart. I have no empathy for Walmart at all. Zero empathy for Walmart. This Netherlands Anon says, hi, investor here. Thank you for stealing crumbs. Corporations simply increase the prices for consumers and rake in more profit because of it. You're full of shit. You're full of shit. You know how I know you're full of shit? Because Walmart has the lowest prices around, and their prices are lower than everybody else's prices. Are they low because people are stealing less at Walmart? Your logic has already broken apart. No, they're cheap because Walmart has stolen everyone's shit, and now they sell it as their own brand, and they make lots of buku dollars. They make lots of money and shekels. This United Kingdom Anon says, how do you get past those scanners at the front of the shop? They're the only thing stopping me from nicking shit. I'll tell you a secret, bro. You beep, beep, not beep, not beep, 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 not beep, beep, and then you pay. It's that simple, dude. It's not, fuck, man. I would literally have people walk into the self-checkout line with a cart full of Legos, an entire cart full of thousands of dollars of Legos. They would pay for a single item at the self-checkout, and then they would try to push that $1,000 cart of Legos out of the door, and I would not let them, okay? But I guarantee you there was other employees that let them. They got $1,000 of Lego. Just like that, bro. Just like that. And then you know what you do if they stop you at the door? I'm a fucking idiot, dude. I'm sorry. I didn't see that. I'm a fucking retard. Sorry. Let me go get my purse. Let me go get my purse. I'll be right back. Oh, man. This Netherlands Anon says, tough to get away with in some stores now. What the fuck, do you live in niggerland with niggers? This American says, gay and nigger pilled. Obviously, theft is detrimental to society and encourages a sick mindset of scheming to fuck people over out of greed. So, nigger tier. Yeah, I don't agree with it at all. That doesn't mean it's not easy. It's so fucking easy. Don't do it, though.
I just don't think a lot of society understands too, like, what a shit show economy we are in right now. I had people literally talking at my work today, just customers, about how bad the economy was. I wasn't the one talking about it, guys, just normies. Normies talking about how expensive everything is and how it's doubled in price. And I simply say, you know, if inflation's 8%, why is it that everything has doubled in price? And they're all like, yeah, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. It's like, yeah, they know. They all know. All the normies know. You got to really ease in with power level, dude. You can't show your power level IRL all the time. Very, very careful with the power level. This Aussie says the costs incurred by your stealing are passed directly on to paying customers. Again, that's bullshit. That is bullshit, or Walmart wouldn't have the lowest prices of any store. So you're saying, okay, you're saying people steal from Walmart, and then Walmart increases its prices because people steal. Well, if that was fucking true, then everything in their store would be more expensive than every other fucking store in existence because they get stolen from more than any other store, dude. Your logic makes no fucking sense. Listen to yourself. They'll just put the prices up to cover their losses. No, they won't. They won't because they can't. If they make their olives $3 and their competitors' olives are $2, the people are going to go to fucking their competitor. They're not going to go to Walmart anymore to spend their food stamps. Okay, because Walmart doesn't have the cheapest olives anymore. So they're going to go to get the place where they get the cheapest olives. So you're full of shit. You might be right if Walmart actually abided by the rules of normal businesses, but they have so much fucking money and government subsidies that it doesn't matter at this point. Doesn't Walmart have a bigger GDP? Like, doesn't Walmart make more money than, like, Germany or something? Like, I mean, in most countries, like Walmart. This is crazy. Okay, finale thread. We're at the finale thread of the day. We're here. A Redditor has more balls than any of you pussy faggots combined. How did he have balls? Oh, also, before I move on, just everything involving stealing, I disavow and I strongly word you against doing such illegal actions because those are bad and they will get you in trouble and you shouldn't do those. And this is a comedy show. Police and FBI, do not get to me. This is comedy. You guys probably get mad that I do that so much, but they're suing Alex Jones for the GDP of Germany. Okay, fuck me. Fuck me. I'll say as much as I want in Minecraft. Fuck. I gotta make sure that the government understands it's a joke. So when I go to court and they play it for the jury and they hear me say nigger a lot, it doesn't sway their logical part of their brain or something. I'm fucked if that happens, right? I'm fucked. Just put my head between my legs and kiss my ass goodbye at that point. Okay, what is this? What happened with this Redditor? Let's see. The body of 24-year-old American fighter Joshua Jones, call sign Jesus, was returned to Ukraine as part of a prisoner swap mid-October. He was killed in Kharkov. I'm proud of my son. He was selfless in risking his life for a country we have no connection to, said his mother. You were proud of him for dying pointlessly? For Globo Homo? At least your son died a Nazi, right? At least that Redditor died a Nazi. That's the positive in all of this, isn't it? Fuck, guys, I mean, actual Redditors dying for Ukraine. It wasn't a meme. It is real. Let's just sit here and bask in it for a moment. Redditors flew to Ukraine and killed themselves. For realsies. For realsies. Oh, it's not even fake. He really flew there and look at the soy jack. He flew there and died. Oh, best timeline. Best fucking timeline. This Leaf says, Keck, that idiot got fragged. Then they boogie trapped his body to bait the Russians. Wow. That's funny. Imagine being like, they don't even want you there. And then you die. And then they boogie trap your dead body. Perfect. First post is a Britbonk saying, he's dead though, LMAO. That's the best part. I know, that's the joke, bro. That's the joke. He's dead. The Redditor is dead. So I'm just speechless a bit that there are people this stupid. There are people this stupid. This American says, wow, he looks so cool with his bright yellow bandana tape. All the better for the enemy to spot him and kill him. Yeah, make sure everybody can see how cool you are with your Ukrainian colors. It's probably so they don't friendly fire, bro. Really. This American says he doesn't have any balls. They were ripped off during the explosion. Yep. Risking your life for a country you have a connection to. Far-right nationalist racist Nazi. Risking your life for a country you have no connection to. Based, selfless, heckin' valid. Powerful. This European says forced nickname doesn't even look like Jesus. Long brown hair doesn't equal Jesus. Close enough, really. Like for a nickname of Jesus. I mean, that's... You could nickname this dude Jesus if you wanted. You know, you're all buddies. You're in a group. That's the nickname you decide. Dude... The group chooses the name, the nickname, not the person. The person doesn't choose it, the group does. So if that's what the group chose as his nickname, then that's what it shall be. If you make your own nickname up, you're a faggot. This leaf says, I see that Redditor's balls now. There's some there, there's some there, there's some over there. This American says, what is this thug invader doing there in the first place? What's his business? Dude, fucking internet updates, duh. When's that tranny that Sarah gonna die? Is that tranny even there for real? That tranny is probably just lying, as they tend to do. This American says his mother is writing black cock because of his new fame, as will all the families of those who support Ukraine. BBC. This American says he was operating as a merc. He knew the consequences. He probably wasn't even getting paid, really. This Norwegian Anon says, remember when Poe was... Better to die on your feet than live on your knees. I remember. What? That was never Paul. Dude, that was never Paul. If anything, it was, what a strange game. The only winning move is not to play. That was what 4chan was. We're not going to play your game. When all the niggers were chimping out and rioting, okay, 4chan was like, we're just going to sit home and watch you dumbass fucking niggers because the police are going to smack you niggers down. The fucking National Guard's gonna kick your asses. So we're just not even gonna play the game and watch you guys get shit on. And you know what happened? Absolutely fucking nothing happened. Absolutely fucking nothing happened. Was the National Guard called? No. Nope. They basically just let niggers run wild for 5 fucking months. And let them burn half of America down. Until they got what they wanted. And then they stopped. I guess. So stupid. Dumb. And then everyone started linking that with Q, the Q psyop, like, oh, you said to do nothing, that was Q, Q said to do nothing, but blah, blah, blah. Nah, it was kind of more, we wanted the police to actually do their fucking jobs, but the Democrats played that all very well. They played it all very well, and Trump was getting sweet whispers by the fucking kikes that keeping him distracted. This leaf says Twitter tourist confirmed because it's screenshot, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, or iPhone user or whatever. Yeah, probably. Very, very astute leaf. Very astute. This American says, imagine celebrating dying for Globo Homo. Just have an all-age drag show in this faggot's honor or something. This American says, damn, powerful. Every Redditor should show their support and head to Ukraine. I agree. Ukraine needs your support. Go help them. This finishing on says, be a plebiter, addicted to virtue signaling. Become a Zogbot. Think you're living in a Marvel movie. Let's punch Nazis, he said before he left. Ends up defending literal Nazis. Dies. Yeah, you forgot boogie trap body. Yes. Yeah, it's, I mean, it really is full circle when the left is like praising Nazis as they call Trump a Nazi. Fucking God, bizarro world for the fucking leftists. Bizarro world. So brainwashed. So brainwashed. This guy says, oh no. Anyway. Yeah, that's perfect. Well, I went on that. Yeah, like, oh no, Redditor died. Anyway. Anyway, that's the show. That's the fucking show, guys. We're done. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Observing that Twitter, quote, wasn't just a hell site, it was a hell home, they write. Which is a weird thing to describe your rule.
Yeah.
Like, when our ideology was in charge of this thing, it was still hell. But it was a home.
But it was our hell. Isn't a personalized hell meant to be way worse?
Okay. And yet, if any internet space deserves our sincere respect, it's Twitter, does it, bollocks? Which has functioned more like a real public square than any other social media platform. Yes, for 2 months.
Yeah, but also, like, if there's any website that deserves our respect, it's Twitter. 13% of Twitter is porn. Like, just
I don't really have a problem.
No,
with
no, no. But like things like that, right? It's not exactly beyond reproach, is it? Like, it's not this highfalutin, dignified square of where you're having really intellectual conversations. It's compressed, meanness sniping, and then women posting their own.
Well, it's not just about high political conversations. Yeah. It's not what a public square is.
No,
like, it's loads of everything, and that's the thing. Actually, if any platform does deserve our respect, irritating. It's 4chan, actually. When you think about it, it's like, well, yeah, that thing's a hellhole, but at the same time, like, huh. Yeah, really, the US laws are the only things that apply there. If you wanted an absolute public square, you've got it there.